Hello and welcome to Podcast on Fire Network bonus episode. And this is a little special bonus show that is also accompanied by a written post on site. And there will be a link in the show post that you got this from. I recently did a little collaboration with the Unseen Films blog, which is unseenfilms.blogspot.com, because site writer Steve Copian was going to get a chance to interview actor and filmmaker Eric Tsang at the 2017 New York Asian Film Festival. Eric was there to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the festival, and Steve interviewed not only Eric, but also the director of Mad World, Wong Chun, and Mad World stars Sean Yu and Eric Tsang. And Love HK Films said of the drama Mad World, "Remarkably sensitive and restrained look at a bipolar suffering Hong Konger from first-time feature director Wong Chun. Sean Yu is very effective in the lead role, though Eric Tsang outshines him as his caring father. One of Hong Kong cinema's more surprising and worthy films in 2016. A remarkably restrained look at mental illness in Hong Kong." So along with translator Frank Cheng and Jared King, therefore emotional support, Steve sat down with the director and actor to talk Mad World, dramatic acting, and how this fits into Eric's career as a whole. I was asked to contribute a few questions, and Unseen Films were kind enough to let us use the audio as a complement to the transcribed interview available both on Unseen Films and Podcast on Fire. So thank you again to Steve and Jared for letting me submit some personal questions as a fan and a fan of people evolving their craft as either veterans or newcomers. It's always very inspiring. Also, big thanks to Emma Griffith and Subway Cinema for setting up the session, John DiBello for the final edit of the interview, and also director Wong Chun and Eric Tsang for taking the time to sit down with Steve and crew. So enjoy this little interview with Wong Chun and Eric Tsang.
Nice to meet you.
This is our illustrious filmmaker of Mad World.
Nice to meet you.
Lovely. So if you boys sit down, we'll have Frank here. And I'll come in at 15 minutes.
Okay.
I'm here for support.
He's here for support.
Like, mental, emotional,
both. But also he knows more about your movies than I do.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
So I need him in case I get stuck. Mm. Quick question. Where did Mad World come from?
Where did the story?
The story.
I speak in Cantonese. This is Florence. 最初喺新聞度睇呢個故仔，就係講一個中年男人照顧佢爸爸長期病嘅爸爸嘅時候咧，殺咗佢。咁啊，新聞就冇提到究竟呢兩個人之前經歷咗啲咩咧，亦都冇講呢個男人之後要面對啲咩。咁啊，Florence就好糾結咧，佢想知道其實係咩令到呢兩個人嚟到呢個境地，咁佢就開始咗呢個寫作。
The idea for Mad World came from Florence, the screenwriter. She saw on TV news about a middle-aged man killing his mother, who has been caring for
his father
for a long time. You know, she was long-term caring. So, but the news segment really didn't explicitly explain why he killed him. So Florence, was intrigued by that idea, wanted to know, what would lead the sibling to kill his or her own parents. So that's how the fruit of the project started and gestated.
The actual thing, he had mental illness and then was released?
No, not really.
Oh, just that was something that was just
created. Yes, Florence was kind of interested to write a story about depression at first, but then he did a lot of research and find out that actually bipolar disorder is getting really popular in Hong Kong. But at the same time, we know nothing about it, or we have some really serious misconception about it. So she started to think that maybe that's something a little bit more urgent for us to talk about. So she started a project and combined the two things together into one story.
Is there the situation where he's released? Mm. into the care of his father, who he really doesn't know. Does that happen frequently in Hong Kong?
I wouldn't say that. It's kind of like a specific case, but actually, I would say there is a lot of cases that, because the father is a truck driver,
right,
driving between mainland and Hong Kong, and usually this kind of driver spend very few time with his family, so they have usually they have some issue between the guy and the family, and when the driver's issue combined with the mental illness issue, that's where the story came.
Okay. When you were casting it, how did you come to cast Eric?
Actually, the script, it's tailor-made for him. I mean, the character is tailor-made for him. And of course, we have watched all his film, almost all, maybe. Just like what we've mentioned before, that maybe these 10 years, we have seen all this acting usually in comedies or in gangster movies. But actually, we had some really good realistic and...
personal, you know, caring among the people.
Yeah, that kind of film in the 80s. Yeah, like Sunset Goosey.
Early 90s.
Yeah.
Like Anna and Eric between
comrades.
And
comrades.
Right.
Or the Temi.
Comrades almost a love
yep.
story.
Yeah, so actually, we kind of want to bring back that type of Eric Jones acting to 2017.
When you took the role, were you happy to get like a meaty role like this? Because I mean, you're primarily known, especially like in the West and in America, as a comedic actor. I mean, like Jared and myself watch tons of Hong Kong films, so we know everything that you do. But you're not normally thought of as like this deep heavy actor. Were you happy to get the role? You know.
So as an actor, of course, I want to try something new or something rare. I've been a comedian for over 20 years, and I always wanted to do a serious role, but not something that's too sad, too tragic. But I usually try to avoid starring in film that require me to be a sad character. But I was very impressed by the director's foreign script and the director's intention and the project, the passion and dedication. So that's why I decided to take on this character.
This is your first film, your first feature?
Yes.
And so you are a man who nurtures up-and-coming filmmakers in Hong Kong. I mean, I can't believe the number of films that you've produced, you've starred in a small role and stuff. How important is it for you to nurture the up and coming filmmakers?
I 我覺得我哋個行業，即係我自己做咁耐，我好想為我哋行業做翻一啲嘢。我應該幫我哋個行業去揾翻一啲好嘅人出嚟去承繼我哋嘅。咁所以我除咗我注重嗰個人佢係有冇依個藝術成就之外咧，其實人品我自己都好注重。我希望能夠幫我哋個行業咧帶一啲好質素嘅新人出嚟。
So I was a newcomer too. At that time when I was a newcomer, I also wanted to have a mentor or someone who can guide me in my career path or my acting career. So now that I've become sort of like a mentor myself, I want to help newcomers. I think that's my chance to help new talent, new directors, to to help them achieve the goal, you know. And also I want to find someone who can sort of inherit us or succeed us in terms of the Hong Kong film industry. You know, we're aging, so we're desperately looking for new talents and new people. And also, when I look for new talents, I don't look for just their technical excellence, but their own personality, their own character is all very important to me, and I feel that I find that in Director Wong.
When you did when you put the film together, Mad World, you did. Hong Kong films tend to be overly melodramatic, overly, you wring everything out of every bit of emotion. And one of the things I absolutely love about the film is that it doesn't go overboard. Mm. It's really realistic. Mm. And it's like I have friends who have kids who have mental illness, parents with mental illness. And it's like you really got it. It's not too much. Mm. Was it difficult to make that choice? Whereas, like, did you have like people like going, make it more melodramatic, make it more serious, make it more. I mean, because it's very real.
It wasn't that difficult, but you've asked a very good question that also made me struggled for a few years from the writing to the shooting and editing, that how should I portray the story and the characters. But one of the most important point is that when we write the story, we heard a lot of real stories from real people, and so for me, this is not only a drama that we create, but it's also reflecting some real experience from real people. So I have a very strong feeling of respecting the people who gave us the story, and this kind of feeling gives me a very restrained way to execute everything. So I don't have an intention to dramatize or make it, too melodrama, anything. So it wasn't that difficult, but that's the number one question in my mind when I was doing every scene, when I was doing every part of the film.
You've done everything. What is your favorite type of what do you prefer to do? Comedies? Do you prefer to do? Because here at the film festival this year, you're in this, you're in Vampire Cleanup Department, you're in Village of No Return. So you've got silly and you've got drama. Do you like to do everything? Do you want to do? Which would you prefer to do? Or you just want to do everything?
我覺得拍電影就是最開心的一件事，你好像過緊不同的生活，你做緊不同的人，所以我能夠每一次接不同的角色，對自己是一個最大的挑戰，也是一個最開心的事，因為你好像過緊很多不同的生活，所以你說最喜歡什麼，我就說拍這個又想住在這裡，拍這個又想住在這裡，拍到很久沒有回家的時候，那些人回來回家，所以
So yeah, I feel this is the best part that I've had about making movies. You experience different lives. You can act in different roles. You can become different people. Not just drama, not just action, but also comedy. And to me, that is that's the part, the happiest part. The one thing that makes me very happy about it, is like, experience different lives. So it's like, maybe I'll be doing a few comedies now, and then, now I switch to dramas. And then after a few dramas, now I switch to action. So, as long as, it doesn't really matter what kind of genre I'm acting in, as long as there's a good, good script and a good character, I will be more than willing to be, be involved in the film.
You can work as a different guys, you can be a bad guys, you can rape the women, you can do everything.
Are you going to direct more? Are you going to? Because I know you produce, you direct, you write.
Never knows. Because once we got a good scrape or once something happens, then you do it. So never have good dreams. Don't plan it. The chance will come okay. Yeah. Because for now, I won't repeat my work. It's much better. Yeah, I think for wood maker, they always like new things.
Does your son come to you for advice?
For what?
For like directing or anything? Because they're showing his one of his films.
Soulmate.
Uh-huh. Does he come to? Does he ask you? Does he ever ask you advice for anything?
No, nothing. Because I hope he can grow up by his himself. Yeah, this is much better for him. So I think I enjoy that he could do it himself. And then I found that he really grew up.
I have to ask you this. You've done over 300 films in various forms and whatever. You're getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, which is long overdue. What would be the one role or what would be the one thing you want to be known, remembered for? I mean, you've got a long way to go. You're not that much older than me. So, to this point, what would be the one thing you wanted to be remembered by or remembered for?
So yeah, I mean, I really don't know. I've done so many things. I've done so many roles. You know, so I do serious roles to show audiences I'm not just a comedian. You know, I do action. You know, I do gangster roles to show that I'm not just a dramatic actor, or I do other roles to show that I'm not just a gangster. So you know, I try to give audiences new impressions of myself, a new perspective of myself as an actor. So one thing that I hope they remember the most is the roles that I've played. To me, this is the best part of my artistic career, that I hope that people will remember me for the roles that I've done. Different people will like the different roles that I play. Some people like me being a gangster, some people like me being a comedian. So that's what I hope is that people remember me for all the different roles that I play, not just one single one.
That's it.
Well,
time.
Okay.
Excellent.
Who get picture?
Yeah, sure.
Together.
Together.
I'll take
one. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll take one.